This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What? Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopholes.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
Okay, John, I thought the tips treats were for us as a show, so I gave them to my girl and added them to the Valentine's gift, okay?
And the strawberries.
They were
sitting
gifts
in the studio with a card that says John, Landry, and Figgy. You took that card off and took all the Tiff's treats and chocolate-covered strawberries.
First of all, it's...
And gave them to your girlfriend.
Right, first of all,
and took credit, I'm sure. You never told her. Yeah, by the way, these were free.
No, but listen.
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader.
Your channel, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. One more time. Oh, my gosh. Russell Westbrook is a Houston Rocket. Landry Locker, John Lopez with you on a Friday. And I got to tell you, I am giddy walking into the studio, John Lopez, in the loop, episode 282.
What?
13 days away from training camp. You know what I'm talking about, Russell. Come on down. You're the next contestant on Make Things Work with James Harden. I'm so excited, John. I've been talking about this since you were on vacation. I wanted this to happen, and last night as I'm watching the Houston Astros versus the Texas Rangers, which, by the way, they did not hit that over 11
I
was talking
about. Yeah, how
about that?
A goose egg does not get you to 11.
Does not get you to 11, but that's neither here nor there, because as the game was going on, a Woj bomb was dropped on everyone's Twitter timeline, and we found out that the Oklahoma City Thunder had agreed to trade Russell Westbrook to the Houston Rockets for Chris Paul, first-round picks in 2024 and 2026, and pick swaps in 2021 and 25. And much to the dismay of many, I was extremely happy about this, John Lopez. This is not hindsight. This is foresight.
No, you were on it.
I am 100% on board, but I will say this. As I'm sitting there gathering all the news info, I was greeted with one of the most pleasant surprises I've seen in a long time, a rare but always quality column from the OG John Lopez, who's been doing it for damn near 40 years, typing columns. John Lopez, not pleased with this trade. Tell people why.
Tell me a story, OG.
I will tell you a story. And I'm not going to say I'm not pleased. The way I would put it, and I think you were talking to the boys about this on the morning show, is the reality TV star gave us a reality show. I honestly do not know, and anyone who says they do is lying or making stuff up. I don't know if the Rockets got better. In fact, there is a lot of evidence, a lot of data, and keep in mind that the general manager here is a big analytics guy that says they won't be better. We'll get into that. So I don't know if they're better or not, but man, they're going to be must-see TV on the court and off the court. Russell Westbrook is a live wire, man. He is a ball dominant point guard. James Harden is a ball dominant, mostly point guard. That's one issue that's going to come up. But beyond that, there's a salary element to this, just like there is with Chris Paul, although he's appreciably younger by 3 years. There are a bunch of different levels. You can also talk about, okay, Chris Paul is a clearly declining player. Well, the last 2 years, Russell Westbrook has declined, you know, by a pretty measurable amount. So I don't know if they're better. Data says that they probably won't be better, but man, this is must-see TV.
This extends the prime of James Harden. I think it's a very important trade for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think there are nights where you can roll the ball out there and let James Harden sit out, and Russell Westbrook can lead you to a W. Mm-hmm. I think in the regular season, I think you can absolutely do that. You can't do that with Chris Paul because at this point in his career, Chris Paul needs to rest. That's the problem with Chris Paul. Chris Paul, in his two seasons here in Houston, he missed 48 games in the regular season. Russell Westbrook has missed 14 in the last 4 years. 29 the last five seasons is how many games Russell Westbrook has missed. So when you have Chris Paul, James Harden gets worn out because he has to carry the team like he's had to in the regular season the last time. Mm-hmm. Also, Chris Paul, you saw him break down when you needed him most. Chris Paul broke down 2 years ago, 2 years ago in the NBA Conference Finals. It wasn't the first time it happened to him in the playoffs. It probably won't be the last. He broke down. So I get all of the skepticism, all of the concerns about this fit. Everything you say is 100% true, John Lopez. This is a huge risk for the Houston Rockets. But my thing is this. Mm-hmm. This risk is worth taking because the risk of keeping your fingers crossed and hoping that Chris Paul, who is battling Father Time, who took a huge step back last season, who's now butting heads with James Harden, the risk of that working is not a bigger risk. It is a bigger risk than Russell Westbrook coming in here and maybe making it work with James Harden.
Okay, where do I start with just the fit that he is with this Rockets team or the lack of fit for this Rockets team? There's a bunch of sweeping takes that we have on this, but Westbrook is basically going to help the Rockets prop open the window with like a little piece of a 2x4 for like a year and a half, 2 more years. Yeah, basically, they're propping open the window a little longer. The window was closing with Chris Paul. So that's the good news. They've propped it open with Westbrook. Is that window going to be enough for them to finally break through, you know, and finally break through and get to an NBA Finals or win a championship? The interesting thing here, if you just take away all the opinion, I think, you know, all the data will tell you that Westbrook is not a fit for Mike D'Antoni. This is a player that does not fit Mike D'Antoni's style. He shoots 10 percentage points less from three-point range over the last couple of years than Chris Paul, even as Chris Paul was declining. There are roughly 500 players in the NBA, okay? The two players with the most turnovers in the NBA are James Harden and Russell Westbrook. They rank 1 and 2 in turnovers. He is a drive and finish and mid-range player. That's not what fits Mike D'Antoni. He is an electrifying talent. I mean, there's no question. It's going to be fun to watch this team. But is the fit going to be there? He's also, like I said, just a personality. We have audio we're going to play over the course of the show.
He's a savage.
Of his personality, you know, bubbling over and sometimes boiling over. He's shot 29% from three-point range over the last couple of years. That isn't going to cut it. That's not what this team is built for. This is Daryl Morey propping open the window, helping himself by saying, look, I'm getting you the players, now do something with it, and putting all the pressure on Mike D'Antoni.
John Lopez, Landry Locker in the loop, Sports Radio 610, reacting to the Rockets trading for Russell Westbrook. Chris Paul, no longer a Rocket. I get everything you just said. Everything you said is 100% valid. I'm not going to sit here and bang my arm on the table and say that I can guarantee that Russell Westbrook and James Harden are going to work out. I can't do
Nobody
that.
Nobody can.
And a lot of times, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And James Harden and Russell Westbrook might just be so married to their style of play that we might not see them coexist, and we might see two me first players just completely clash and then continue not to win championships as their right. career goes on. We could easily see that, but I think the risk is worth taking just because Russell Westbrook is still a very elite talent. And to go back to the fit, I think the one thing about this that encourages me very much, not that I am assured that this is going to work. There's a lot of question marks again, but if this is going to work, if James Harden and Chris Paul are going to, or if James Harden and Russell Westbrook are going to be able to work together, mm-hmm. they have the right guy to make that work. Because it wasn't as extreme, but there were questions 2 years ago when the Rockets traded for Chris Paul. There were the same questions. They were very similar. Now, obviously, Chris Paul was a more efficient player than Russell Westbrook, but the talk about style and can these two guys coexist and are these guys going to be able to get the job done, those same questions were being asked. And for the most part, when they were on the court together, they worked pretty well. They worked pretty well for the most part. Mike D'Antoni was a big reason why. If you just go back to Mike D'Antoni's time, I think there's a narrative right now that I think is inaccurate. Mike D'Antoni is not an ISO coach. Mike D'Antoni is an adjust-to-your-personnel coach. The reason the Rockets are running so much ISO right now is because James Harden is one of the best ISO players this league has ever seen. So Mike D'Antoni's adjusting to his strengths. Go back to 2003 to 2008. Mm-hmm. Mike D'Antoni was coaching the Phoenix Suns. Steve Nash, in his 30s, won two MVPs with the Phoenix Suns. They were playing a completely different style of basketball. Yeah. They were running up and down the court. I believe it was 7 seconds or less was the time that we were talking about the Suns taking a shot. That was the style they played. You go to the New York Knicks, Jeremy Lin, Linsanity. You remember the mania. You remember how crazy it was. Jeremy Lin basically made a career because of how he played for Mike D'Antoni in that time. Raymond Felton, an average point guard by most standards in the NBA, mm-hmm. when Mike D'Antoni had him in his system, 17-9. Mike D'Antoni, when he has elite guard talent, specifically at the point guard, he's going to adjust. Now, are the adjustments going to be different with Russell Westbrook? Absolutely. It's going to be hard for this to work out, but they have the right guy to do it. And oh, by the way, Mike D'Antoni already has a relationship with Russell Westbrook. He coached him over an 8-year span with the Olympics. So these two guys already like each other. They already get along. I'm not saying it's going to work, J-Lo, but if it's going to work, it's going to work with Mike D'Antoni.
Mike D'Antoni has all the pressure. This is Daryl Morey protecting himself, getting another star player, and putting it all on Mike D'Antoni. Here is the question based on what you just said, though, Landry. Which one of these huge players, huge talents, huge egos, is going to sacrifice his game?
I'll tell you right now.
Which one?
I'll tell you right now. James Harden. I think James Harden. I think we're going to
see. I don't want James Harden to.
Well, I do, because this is the thing about James Harden. The difference between James Harden and Russell Westbrook is James Harden has played shooting guard before, and he's been a very good shooting guard in this league.
He didn't do it with the greatest point guard alive today. He didn't sacrifice his game with Chris Paul.
You think Chris Paul's the greatest point guard alive today?
He was when they got him.
Was he? I thought Steph Curry was a little bit better, but I could be wrong.
No, point, like pure point guard. You're talking about sacrificing his game.
I mean, why did he need
and
to
being a true two guard?
Chris Paul's the one who needed to sacrifice in this instance. But mm-hmm. I think for Russell Westbrook, just because James Harden can play off the ball. I think James Harden is going to be able to play off the ball. Now, he's not going to do it the whole time, but I think he sacrifices with Russell Westbrook, and we see a lot more Harden off the ball. We're not going to see Russell Westbrook go spot up in the corner. That's not what's going to happen. We might see a little more slashing in the Rockets offense, but we'll see James Harden playing off the ball a little bit more. We'll see Russell Westbrook coming in and distributing. You still have all the depth. That's the other good thing about this, as opposed to the Jimmy Butler trade. You didn't trade your depth, so you have your core there. But I fully expect James Harden, who, by the way, has a relationship with Russell Westbrook going back to 10 years.
Sure.
Going back to when they were 10 years old in Los Angeles. So they've always been buddies. They've been friends. They played together for 3 seasons. I think we're going to see James Harden off the ball a little bit more, and I think we're going to see Russell Westbrook. While you do say, I 100% agree with you that he does not – he's not a good three-point shooter. He's about 30.8%.
29.8 in the last 2 years.
30 for his career. So yeah. He's not a great three-point shooter. He also does stuff that no other point
guard
can do.
And he's a volume shooter.
But he does stuff that no other point guard can do.
Absolutely.
Am I mistaken?
He can create. He can rebound and all that. What I'm saying, though, is you're saying we're bringing in Russell Westbrook. James Harden, tap the brakes on your game a little bit. You're going to play two guard. I don't think that's going to go over well.
They're still going to be interchangeable
guards. They're both volume shooters. Who's going to be... You know, combined, based on last year's number, they're taking, like, I think 68 shots a game.
They're going to have to adjust.
68
shots
a
game. No, John, trust me. If you're asking me, look, don't let me back myself into a corner. I'm not trying to back into a corner and say I'm 100% sold on this fit. Well, I'm just saying I think it's about adjustments, and I think it's about Mike D'Antoni adjusting. This is not conventional. Yeah. But the reality is, when you bring in an aging point guard like Chris Paul, and he breaks down and he starts turmoil in the locker room or whatever the reports are, depending on what you believe, mm-hmm. this is the risk you have to take. And that's just the situation the Rockets are in.
And that's why I say, I don't know if it's going to work. I would, all this evidence, and we have more that we're going to talk about today, and that I have anyway, would indicate that it may not be a great fit. What I am saying, though, is it's going to be a blast to watch. It's going to be on the court, off the court. It's going to be... interviews, sound bites, personalities.
Love it.
You know
I love reality TV.
Everything. It's a reality. Tillman Fertitta, the reality TV star, gave us a reality TV show.
And let's get a little bit more into that. We'll take some calls, 713-572-4610. When we go to you, just get right into it. Get into your take. You don't have to ask us how we're doing. Just get right into it. Tell us what you think about this trade, because we always like hearing from the loopholes. But let's get into this trade and the trade before it. The Chris Paul trade. Is it safe to say that the Chris Paul trade was a failure? We'll get into that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.